Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, and Parak Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. In Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, we're going to be discussing the important and fundamental question of how much Truma must a person separate. Until now, we've been learning many of the halachos about Truma, but now we're going to learn how much Truma, how much of the crops must a person give to the Kohen. Now, in a Midaraisa level, on a Torah level, there is no minimum amount of truma that a person must give, that a person must separate. Even one kernel, even one stalk of wheat could allow an entire mill of wheat, of stalks, to no longer be tevel on a Torah level. However, as the Mishnah is about to explain to us, on a Midarabana level, on a rabbinic level, there were different measurements that were given depending on the person. Says the Mishnah, Shir Truma, what are the measurements of Truma? How much Truma must a person separate and give to the Kohen? Says the Mishnah, Ayin Yafa, someone who's especially generous, Echad Me'arbaim, would generally give 1/40th of his crop to the Kohen. Beis Shammai Omrim Mishloshim. Beis Shammai says, no, you want to be the most generous? It's not a 40th, but it is a 30th, which is even a larger amount that you're giving to the Kohen. V'habeinonis, and someone who's middle of the road, Mechamishim, is someone who's giving 1/50th, and that's why, that's really what we've been assuming in many of the Mishnahs until now. You're giving a 50th, which is approximately 2% of your crops, to the Kohen, and that is the middle approach, the person who's not so generous, but not so miserly as well. V'hara, but someone who's a bit miserly, someone who's not as generous, Mishishim, will give 1/60th of Truma to the Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Taram v'ala biyado echad mishishim. If a person separates and he grabs with his hand, like we learned earlier in the Masechta, we're not supposed to measure in a precise way. You're really supposed to grab in an imprecise, estimated type of a way. So let's say a person grabs and estimates, and ultimately he realized that he only took a 60th truma. But he separated his truma, even if that's the least amount that you're supposed to give. And normally he's more generous. Normally he gives more to the Kohen, but that's one of the amounts that you can give. And therefore truma, what he separated, has the status of truma. Ve'eino tzarech litro, and he doesn't need to separate again, even though normally he would give more, but he separated 1/60th. That is sufficient, that is enough for his separation to the Kohen. Chazar v'hosef, and then if he goes and he adds on, he's like, oh my gosh, I only separated a 60th, I should have separated more. Chayav b'maiser, that which he added on is still obligated, and maiser is still considered to be tevel. It's not considered to be truma. That's really what the Mishnah is saying. That once you gave the 60th, because that's one of the measurements in the Mishnah, it may not be the best measurement, it may not be the most generous, but because it's one of the measurements prescribed in the Mishnah, you're not able to add on anymore. Anything that you add on at that point is not considered to be truma. However, says the Mishnah, Allah biyado mishishim ve'echad, if the amount that a person grabbed and separated for truma was 1/61st, was even less than 1/60th. 1/60th is the least amount, but he even gave less than that. So truma, what he gave was considered to be truma. V'yachzor yichum kamo shulamud, and then he should go and he should separate the rest that he wants to give based on how he normally gives. So you want to give more. You didn't give, the first number that you gave wasn't the right amount. It was 1/61st, and therefore that's truma. But he should go back and he should separate more truma based on how much he normally gives. Bamida uva mishkul of a minion, and says the Mishnah, the second separation that he's simply giving now to complete the first separation can be done in a precise way with measurements or weights or counting and so on, even though normally we don't measure precisely as we learned earlier, but in this case it's only completing the first separation, and therefore you are allowed to separate in a more precise way. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Shalom min Hamukaf. And Rabbi Yehuda adds on that because you are allowed to separate in a precise way, you're also allowed to separate Shalom and Amukov. When normally you have to separate Min Amukov, which means that you're separating with what you're separating on behalf of, and what you're actually separating has to be next to one another, because the point is that you have to estimate. So if you're estimating, then they have to be near each other so that you can estimate. But once you're allowed to measure in a precise way, Rabbi Yehuda says that they don't have to be next to each other, they don't have to be near each other. But as the Bar Tanura points out, we don't hold like that, we do not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So while it's true that you can, that you don't have to estimate and you can't measure in a more precise way, you would still need to keep them near each other. The halacha of min hamukav, of separating truma next to what you're separating on behalf of, still applies. Now, continuing with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, says the Mishnah, Ha'omer l'shlucho, if a person says to his messenger, to his shliach, Seyu trom, go and separate truma for me. Torim kedaito shel balabayis, he should separate the amount. We just learned different amounts, the most generous amount, the middle amount, the most miserly amount, the 40th, 150th, or 160th. The Mishnah says that he should measure based on his knowledge of the owner, based on his knowledge of the person sending him, is the famous concept in the Gemara, is the concept of shlucho shel adam kemo, so that a messenger is like the person sending him. It's like they're the same person. That if you're sending a messenger, he's like you. So he should use his seicha and use his knowledge of the balabayas, of the person sending him, to know how much would the person sending me, how much would the owner want me to separate. If he doesn't know how much the person sending him would normally want to give, Torem kebeinonis echad mishishim, then he should simply give the middle amount, give the 150th, the 2%. That's what he should do. If he has no idea how much the person sending him would want, just give the middle amount. Piches asaro hosif asar. And let's say he gives either 1/10 less or 1/10 more. Truma, so truma, the truma is valid. He gave, instead of normally the balabas gives 1/40th, and he gave 1/50th. Or let's say the balabas normally gives 1/50th, and he gave 1/60th. He gives a little bit more or less than what the balabas and what the person sending him normally gives, then the truma is valid. What he separated is considered to be valid because he did his best based on his shlichos, based on being sent by the owner. However, im niskavin lahosef ilo achal, but if he intentionally gave more, he knows that the Baal HaBayis normally gives a 60th and he gave a 50th. He knows that the Baal HaBayis normally gives a 50th and he gave a 40th. He gave more than the Baal HaBayis normally gives, then ein truma, so truma, the truma is completely invalid. The separation is completely invalid because he wasn't acting as a faithful, honest, true shliach, true messenger, and therefore the separation is not going to work. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel taught us the three, or even four according to Beis Shammai, really the three different measurements on a Midrabanan level, on a rabbinic level, that is separated for Truma. There's the most generous, which is generally assumed to be a 40th. There's the middle level, which generally assumed to be a 50th. And there's the most miserly, the least generous amount, which is generally considered to be a 60th. And we said that if a person gives the right amount, even if it's not the ideal amount, he gives a 60th, even though normally he gives more, it's still considered to be true, and he can't add anything more beyond that point. If, however, he gives less than a 60th, then he would be able to, he really should go ahead and add on to what he initially gave. And when doing so, he doesn't have to do it in an estimated way. He can do so in a precise way, even though normally we don't do that. Rabbi Yehuda added that the halacha of min hamukaf does not apply here, that you don't have to have them near one another. We don't paskin like that. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet discussed the case of a shliach, where a person sends his messenger to separate truma for him. And we said that he should separate based on his knowledge of the Baal HaBayis, of the person sending him, how much would he, generally speaking, want him to separate, 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. If he doesn't know what the Baal HaBayis wants, then he should separate the middle amount. If he gives a little bit less or a little bit more than what the Baal HaBayis wanted, then it's still considered to be truma, assuming that it was an accident. If he added truma intentionally, knowing the Baal HaBayis didn't want him to do so, then the truma is not valid because he didn't act like an appropriate messenger. Have a great day.